Good morning. Thank you. Welcome to First Baptist Church. It's so good to see all of you here, and we have an exciting morning in store for us. First, I would like to say welcome to those of you who may be visiting with us for the first time or for the first time in a long time. We hope that you find this morning meaningful and that you find yourself at home here. I would like to invite all of you to take out a card that's in your bulletin insert. It's called the Connection Card. And you have a chance to connect and to help us connect with you. And on the front of that card, you can let us know who you are and any other information you would like to share. And then later in the service, you'll have a chance to take a look at the back and offer some information there. This morning, we are so thrilled and delighted to be welcoming Ken Miedema. Ken, we're so glad you're here. I got to meet Ken for the very first time last night after hearing about him from Paul for 16 plus years. I've never gotten to meet him before. I've never gotten to hear him before. But I've been told all these years what an incredible person he is, what an incredible musician he is, and how inspiring of a leader he is. Paul had one of the most influential experiences of his life in college, the first time he heard Ken perform, and he has worked with Ken in the past, and others as well. Something I've heard a lot over the years is how much his music and his witness and his ministry has influenced the lives of others. When I posted on Facebook this weekend that he was going to be with us this morning, a friend of mine who I do not know through church at all, just another area of my life entirely, wrote, "Wait, the Ken Miedema?"
Oh, my goodness.
She said, "His music has influenced me my entire life." Ken is a native Michigander, so welcome home. He studied music therapy at a prominent university here in Michigan. I'm not going to tell you which one it was.
It's the one that lost the game.
There are a lot of happy faces in this place this morning, but we sympathize with those who may not be as happy today. Ken has been performing for more than 40 years, sharing his passion for learning and discovery through storytelling and music. His musical expressions celebrate all aspects of the human experience, and he gives special attention to spirituality and to concerns such as peace, justice, and the environment. And this morning, not only is he going to be helping lead us in worship, but following worship, after a brief time of fellowship downstairs where there will be cake, we will come back up here for an intergenerational, interactive time of stories and music and sharing, and it's going to be fantastic, and you don't want to miss it. I want to say welcome as well to his assistant, Beverly. We're glad the two of you are with us. Welcome, Ken and Beverly. Thank you for being here. You can read other announcements about congregational life in your bulletin insert. Now is the time of worship. God delights in us. May we now find our delight in God.
Come down, Jesus, like a wind from a hurricane. Blow away all the poison clouds over every hill and plain. Come down, Jesus, like a gentle morning breeze. Bring us back the springtime, oh, put new leaves on the trees. Come down, Jesus. Come down, Jesus. Come down, Jesus. Oh, come down. 'Cause we've been waiting a long, long time. Come down, Jesus, like a great refiner's fire. Burn the dross and keep the gold. Let the flames leap higher and higher. Come down, Jesus, like a fire in a winter storm. Melt the ice within us and turn our cold into warm. Come down, Jesus. Come down, Jesus. Come down, Jesus. Oh, come down. 'Cause we've been waiting a long, long time. Waiting such a long, long time. Waiting a long, long time. Waiting such a long, long time. We've been waiting. Waiting such a long, long time. Waiting a long, long time. Waiting such a long, long time. Waiting now. Come down, Jesus. Come down, Jesus. Come down, Jesus. Oh, come down. We've been waiting a long, long
Please stand for the invocation if you are able. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for your presence here with us today and always. Please open our hearts and our minds to truly hear your word, that we may worship you more fully and use your teachings always for good. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Thank you.
O God, you are righteous. You give us your word in all faithfulness.
I am small, and I have been despised, but I do not forget your instruction.
Your righteousness is forever. Your law is the truth.
Your commands are my delight. Give me understanding that I may live.
Good morning. Fortunately for you, this being such a special morning, I've been directed to keep my remarks brief. Since this is election season, what I'd really like to do is do about 15 or 20 minutes with PowerPoint slides reminiscent of Ross Perot, for those of you of a certain age. But so, today we're wrapping up our stewardship campaign, the in-service portion of it, which many of you will know, our theme was Generations for Generosity, and over the last few weeks, we've heard speakers who represent several of those generations, and I'd like to thank the speakers, my co-chair, Marissa Alaniz, in the back. We also heard from Kent Jennings and the Halliday family, Jeanette, Max, and Sam, and I think you'll agree they all eloquently expressed their reasons for supporting our church with their generosity of time, energy, vision, and money, and I thank you for that. If you're still looking for a reason to give to our church, why give to our church? Well, beyond the biblical and theological reasons, I think, you know, people who have been around here in the last few months and all year, in fact, and beyond, see that this is a place where exciting and significant things are happening. And today is an example of that, having Ken Miedema here, and we're so happy for that. About a month ago, we hosted Dr. Walter Brueggemann for a lecture, which was really fantastic, and we've had mission trips, so you know, First Baptist Church is a place where exciting and important things are happening, and that's worthy of your support of time, energy, and money. And also, if you are someone who gives to the church but doesn't pledge, I would ask that you consider pledging, because when you pledge, it does help, it makes your gift more useful to the church, because it helps in the planning process. So as we build our plans for next year, both program-wise and financially, it's important to know how much revenue we can count on. So those of you who may give without pledging, I'd ask you that you consider pledging this year. And ideally, by November 15th at the latest, it would be great if you could get your pledges in as we wrap up the budgeting process for this year. And then finally, the good news, we're having cake after the service. There's a Generations for Generosity cake downstairs, so we hope you'll all come down briefly and have a piece to celebrate the generosity of this church and of God to us. Thank you very much.
I saw a tree by the riverside one day as I walked along, straight as an arrow and pointing to the sky, growing tall and strong. How do you grow so straight and tall? I said to my riverside tree. This is the song that my tree friend sang to me. I've got roots growing down to the water. I've got leaves growing up to the sunshine. And the fruit I bear is a sign of the life in me. I am shade from the hot summer sundown. I am nest for the birds of the heavens. And I'm becoming what the maker of trees has blessed me to be. A strong young tree. I saw a tree in the winter time when snow lay on the ground, straight as an arrow and pointing to the sky, and the winter winds were blowing all around. How do you grow so straight and tall? I said to my wintertime tree. This is the song that my tree friend sang to me. I've got roots growing down to the water, and I've got leaves growing up to the sunshine. And the fruit that I bear is a sign of the life in me. And I am shade from the hot summer sundown. I am nest for the birds of the heavens. And I'm becoming what the maker of trees has blessed me to be. A strong young tree. I saw a tree in the city streets where buildings block the sun. Green and lovely, I could see it gave joy to everyone. How do you grow in the city streets? I said to my downtown tree. And this is the song that my tree friend sang to me. I've got roots growing down to the water, and I've got leaves reaching up to the sunshine, and the fruit that I bear is a sign of the life in me. I am shade from the hot summer sundown. I am nest for the birds of the heavens. And I'm becoming what the maker of trees has blessed me to be. A strong young tree. A strong young tree. A strong young tree.
Will you pray with me? Holy mystery, infinite love, source of all that is, you are music, you are beauty, you are breath, you are all grace, and you are the power that brings us to life in this moment and in every moment. We rise up right now, knowing that in you we are made new and made whole. We rise up to our purpose and our fullness. We rise up and give you all praise. Bless you, holy, beautiful one. As we praise, so we also pray to you, trusting you to fill our aching needs. Our hearts have been heavy this week with the terrible loss of another young person in our community. We pray for the devastated parents and family of Justin Tang. We pray for his friends and for his teachers and classmates at Community High School, as well as the Tappan Middle School community. We pray for the first responders and for the driver. We pray for our city. Give us your grace. We have other concerns, other anxieties, and so many distractions. Personally, locally, nationally, globally, we lift all our concerns to you, from Standing Rock to the race for the White House and so many more. We ask for your infinite wisdom, your infinite grace, and your infinite compassion in difficult times. There are people whose concerns we carry especially close to our hearts, and we name them before you now. We pray for Charles Beck, Juanita Dieterle, Pat Hubel, Iris Martin, Wally Jordan, Saw Charlie, Logan Sweet, Jason Adams, Dottie Kassler, for Elaine Postema, Robert Rhodes, Barb Forner and her friends and family, for Thurza Cady, John and Gail Stout, Tim and Felicia McDonald, and for Alyssa. And we offer you our private prayers in silence now. Gracious God, you make a way where there was no way. You make possibilities where there were only impossibilities. And you make us free and full of power for the purposes of your good and beautiful love. We yield now to all that you desire for us, and we ask you to make it so. As we pray in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us how to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
If you're able, will you please stand for the gospel? Here is a story from the gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered Jericho. And he was passing through it. A man was there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but because of the crowd, he could not, since he was short of stature. So he ran and climbed a sycamore tree to see, as Jesus was passing that way. When he got to the place, Jesus looked up and said, Zacchaeus, hurry down. I must come to your house today. And Zacchaeus hurried down and was happy to welcome him. All those who saw it began to grumble. He is gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner. Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, half of everything I possess, I am giving to the poor. And if I've defrauded anyone of anything, I will repay it fourfold." Jesus said, "Today salvation has come to this house, where this too is a child of Abraham. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save the lost." This is the word of the Lord. You may be seated. It is time for the children to come forward. Today, we would like for you to sit on these stairs, please, and face the piano where Mr. Miedema is going to lead you today in our time as children. And here they come.
You guys may or may not know it, but I don't see. My eyes don't work. In fact, I have a special watch, actually, that blind people use so that we can feel the time rather than see it. So the only way that I know that you're here is actually to hear your voices. So what we're going to do is, on the count of three, you're going to say as loudly as you can, "We are here." Okay, because I have to hear you. 1, 2, 3.
"We are here."
Yo, that was not very loud. I want to hear some. I want to hear about four times louder. 1, 2, 3. Okay, so I have a story today. My story is called Alice and the Magic Tree. Now, it starts like this. I want to tell you a story about a girl named Alice. Now, what you really have to know about the girl named Alice is only this and not a whole lot more. She is absolutely crazy about head over heels in love with stuff. She likes expensive stuff. She likes brand new stuff. She likes antique stuff. She likes fancy dancy stuff. In short, you might say she likes every and any kind of... Yeah. Now, Alice has so much... Her mama has to make her a special dress, not an ordinary dress like some of you girls would wear. Oh, no. She's got a special dress with great big humongous pockets to contain all of her... Now, she's got so much in those great big humongous... Poor girl can't even walk. I mean, all she can do is waddle. She waddles around here and there, waddles to school, waddles at home, waddles everywhere. Because she's got so much in those great big humongous. Well, now, one fine day, Alice goes to the park. Now, Alice had never climbed a tree before, and she decided she wanted to climb this tree. Because the rumor was it was a magic tree. So, she climbed up and up and up and up and up and up and came almost to the very top, and here was a branch sticking right up from the top of the tree. So Alice climbed up to the very, 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 very tippy top of that tippy top branch. And then all of a sudden, while she had her arms wrapped around the branch, unexplainably, the branch began to move. And it began to lean like this, and oh, all the way, until poor Alice was hanging completely upside down. Well, now, what do you suppose became of all of that in her great big humongous? It went tumbling, tumbling, tumbling down, tumbling, tumbling down, singing. Tumbling, tumbling, tumbling down, tumbling, tumbling down. Tumbling, tumbling, tumbling down, tumbling, tumbling, one more time. Tumbling, tumbling, tumbling down, tumbling, tumbling down. Now, just about that time, a whole big bunch of kids came running through the park, and they saw all that from her great big humongous. Well, they picked it up right off the ground, and they walked off, and sooner or later, there was not one single bit of to put back in her great big humongous. Poor Alice. She managed to slide down the tree, and when she got to the ground, there was just nothing there, and she said to herself, what in the world am I going to do? I'm going to have to waddle home and start my collection all over again. And she started to waddle home. But she discovered she wasn't waddling anymore. She was walking. Not only could she walk, my friends, she could run, she could leap, she could skip. She felt a freedom she'd never, never felt before. She came home to her mom, and she said, Mom, you won't believe it. I lost every single bit out of my great big humongous. But I can walk, I can run, I can skip, I can leap. Oh, Mom, why didn't I think of this before? Why didn't I think of this before? Turn it over, turn it around. It's amazing what happens when you're turning upside down. That's all. Thank you. You can waddle back to your seat. Song goes like this. Sunday, Sunday, happy Sunday. Sunday, Sunday, blessed day. That's all there is. Sunday, Sunday, happy Sunday. Sunday, Sunday, blessed day. Sing it over. Sunday, Sunday, happy Sunday. Sunday, Sunday, blessed day. Someone lost a job this week, and someone gained a friend. Someone doesn't know how she'll make it round the bend. And someone is wondering why she doesn't care. And someone's been feeling like no one in the world is there. And yet we're gathered here, a holy family. Gathered here, and we're longing to be free on this Sunday, Sunday, happy Sunday, 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 happy. Sing it over, Sunday, Sunday, happy, blessed day, Sunday, Sunday, blessed day. Someone needs a place where tears are understood. Else where shall she go to cry? And someone needs a place where her spirit can take wings. Else where shall she go to fly? And someone needs a place where her heart cry can be heard. Or where shall she go to speak? And someone needs a place where her questions can be asked. Or where shall she go to seek? And so here we are, this holy family, gathered here, all longing to be free on this Sunday, Sunday, happy Sunday. Sunday, Sunday, blessed. Sing it over, Sunday. Someone's come to the place where it really doesn't matter. Someone's come to the place where faith is almost gone. And yet someone's come to the place where faith is new and vibrant. And someone's come to the place
where she does not know how to move on. So sisters and brother, look around this place. See all your sisters, brothers, see every face, for this is your family longing to be free. This is your family gathered in harmony on this Sunday, Sunday, happy Sunday, 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 blessed. Sing it over, Sunday, Sunday, happy Sunday, 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 blessed. Only a prelude, only a sign of the day we will dream of when tears are left behind. The day we hear about the day of mystery, of final resurrection, when all folk will be free. On that Sunday, Sunday, blessed Sunday. And so we gather week after week to dream of that day, to learn to laugh, to play, to speak, to meet together as a holy family, to kindle the fire once again. Let our hearts be free on this Sunday, Sunday, happy Sunday, 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 blessed day, Sunday, Sunday, happy Sunday, 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 blessed
day. Anybody here feeling just a little bit grateful? Thought so. Thank you, Ken. When I was a little boy, they taught me the story of Zacchaeus in Sunday school, and it came with a song. I'm not singing it. No, I am not. Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he. Sounds Irish. He climbed up in a sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. Feel free to say it. And when the Savior passed that way, he looked up in the tree and said, "Zacchaeus, you come down. I'm going to your house today. I'm going to your house today." Little kids love Zacchaeus. He's their guide. He's relatable. I mean, he knows what it's like not to be able to see through the big people. And he knows what it's like to climb a tree, and he knows the joy of somebody coming over for lunch. Sunday school kids may like him, but his neighbors definitely didn't. To them, he was a traitor and a bloodsucker, and there was therefore in him a little jerk. Their country is under occupation by the Roman Empire, and as Walter Brueggemann reminded us last month, empires are all about and only about the extraction of resources from the people they take over. And Zacchaeus had become their agent. He has given himself now to the extraction business, pulling heavy taxes and tolls from his own people for the empire, charges his people extra for himself. And as he is a chief tax collector, he's got an organization of other little jerks collecting their tolls and taxes and passing up percentages to him. So he is stinking rich. No wonder the town hates him. And wouldn't you? Why would he do something like that? Take and take and take for himself, knowing it was harming others and that they would dislike him for it. Maybe it came naturally. Maybe he took over the business from his daddy and had always been a self-entitled little twit. Or maybe, as sometimes happens, he did what he did to compensate for some deficit in him. We can't claim this as a fact. But what if this man, whose choices guarantee that he does not belong, what if all his life he never really belonged? We know he was physically different. He was unusually short. Did they make fun of that? Or maybe his littleness didn't matter at all to them, but they made it a kind of emblem for other stuff they didn't like about him. Little creep. If I were making a musical about the life of Zacchaeus, now about the scene with Jesus, I think I would have the crowd at this point break into the song by Randy Newman. Short people. Got no reason. Got no reason to live. They got little baby legs that hang so low you got to pick them up just to say hello. They got grubby little fingers and dirty little minds. They're going to get you every time. Don't want no short people. Don't want no short people around him. Well, who knows if his people had, for one reason or another, excluded him for a long time. But the man does take a job designed for people who don't care much anymore about belonging. Maybe the money he takes from them is his little way of getting even, and maybe he takes a gleeful kind of pleasure in ripping them off. But then a day comes when the news begins to fly through the city that Jesus of Nazareth is passing through, the great worker of miracles, the prophet, notoriously controversial, and get this, rumored to be, friends with tax collectors and prostitutes and other designated sinners. Well, true or not, says Zacchaeus, I have got to see what he looks like. But the streets fill up and the view is blocked for him, so he runs and scrambles up a sycamore tree to see the famous man. Not a dignified thing for a grown man to do, especially in that culture. Maybe some people are looking and smirking, but by now, who cares? He's too short to be on the ground with them, and he's got to get a look at Jesus. By the way, some say that Jesus was the short one, which would be fine with me, but that would really have to be a different sermon. And now here he comes. And there he is. Walking. And walking at a pretty good clip, like he's got someplace to be. And suddenly he stops. He stops right beneath the tree and he looks up and he smiles. And he says, Zacchaeus, hurry down. I must go to your house today. That face knows my name, knows me, It must have knocked him halfway off the branch, left him hanging downwards, and he didn't even notice what was starting to fall out of his pockets. He hurried down indeed, and there he stood. And he said, "You're coming to my house? Your house? Am I in trouble? Let me be your guest. I want you to be my host." And off they went together. And right on cue, everyone who saw it said, "There he goes, off to dinner again with sinners." And Jesus said nothing in return, kept walking and smiling, and so did Zacchaeus, knowing. When they got to the house, Zacchaeus laid out a feast for his guest. Can you imagine what got said at that table? At some point in the celebration, just before, or during, or after the eating was done, Zacchaeus rises to make his surprise, happy announcement. "Half of all I own, I'm giving now to the poor. And anyone I've ever cheated of anything, I'm giving it back times four." Can you believe that? Can you believe that Jesus did not tell him to do this? And that standing there saying it, he doesn't sound like he's tormented with remorse and guilt. That what he sounds like is someone who is free. What has happened here? Love has come looking and has called someone by name, inviting, "Let love be your guest, and you can set a table for me." And the person had never heard it before, had never felt so honored before or so trusted. What else could he do but throw open his arms wide to love and turn and throw open his arms to those who are like him? And he sees now they're all like him and they've got to have what he's just been given. And please notice, what Zacchaeus is doing with his joy is doing justice. He can see that people are suffering in poverty and that that makes no sense. So he takes half of all he has and gives it to them, of course. That poverty is consequence of systemic injustice. Zacchaeus cannot fix it, but he knows he can do a part, and so he does. But there's also personal injustice. In his case, people he has personally wronged and knows it and will face it. "Let me face them now," he says, "and beg their forgiveness and make happy amends and more." Someone has defined justice as figuring out what belongs to whom and giving it back. And that's our Zacchaeus. And laughing as he does it, for love has come to his house and given him back what he had never known belonged to him. And now Jesus stands beside him and makes his own happy declaration for everybody to hear. "Today, salvation has come to this house. Wholeness has come to this house. He is a child of Abraham." It's like he's saying, "Son, you forgot who you were, but you're a child of the promise. You are rich beyond all measuring with blessing. And you belong. Just see how much you belong. And then it's as if Jesus is saying also to the crowd, you all forgot who he is. He's a child of Abraham, the child of promise, and he belongs. See how I've embraced him. See how he's embraced the poor and the cheated, and how he's embraced me. Now you embrace him. You're all the children of promise, and there is room at this table for the whole wide world. Howard Thurman, a great African-American teacher and preacher and writer and mystic, said a remarkable thing about Jesus when he encountered the woman who was brought to him one day to be punished for adultery. To the men who were ready to stone her to death, Jesus said, all right then, whichever one of you happens to be sinless, you throw the first. And when they had all slinked away, he said to her, I don't accuse you either. Now go your way, sin no more. And Thurman said, in that moment, Jesus placed a crown over her life that she would spend the rest of her years growing tall enough to wear. That's the crown he set over Zacchaeus' life and over the lives of us all. Here's what I'm imagining. That the place where you are sitting at this very moment is a sycamore tree. It's a good place to be. Maybe we know very well what we've been aching for up here. Or maybe we've almost forgotten what our hearts are loneliest for. But love looks up to where you are, and love is smiling and calls your name. Love says, come down here and let me be your guest. Perhaps you have forgotten who you are, says love. Why, you're a child of the promise, as are all of these and more. You belong to them all. Wholeness has come to our house today, and here is the feast of God's love for us all. Run to it.
Zachary is my name. Wall Street is my domain. And I don't think I really care what people think of me out there. I'm getting rich, I've got all I need. Really don't give a rip how people bleed. And one fine day, there's a knock on my door. I hear somebody say, I love you. You're my child. I love you. Come back out of the wild. I love you. Come back home. Remember who you are and where you started from. Yeah, baby, come on, say amen back there. Zachary is my name. I got no Wall Street domain. Just a little house in Ann Arbor, Michigan, that's all I've got. to my name. I ain't rich, so I'm not worried. Not like that Zach guy, I don't need to hurry down from this tree. Or maybe I do, maybe someone's calling. Say, I love you, you little child of mine, I love you. Well, come down from that tree, remember where you started from, and come, come, come back home. No, Zachary's my name. I've got no wealth at all, no kind of domain. So maybe this story doesn't apply to me. Maybe that's right. Maybe I can be eliminated from the story time. Maybe this life of mine, but just one moment, someone's knocking at my door, saying to me, little man, there's so much more, 'cause I love you. Ooh, 'cause I love you. Remember where you never came from. Let me lead you home. Let justice roll down like water, righteousness like a flowing stream. Let justice roll down like water, and righteousness like a flowing stream. Let justice roll down like water, righteousness like a flowing stream. Let justice roll down like water. Teach me a brand new dream. I miss my baby, crying in the back there, shouting amen to the song I'm singing. My name is Zachary, I've got no domain, but this I've got a little bit of shame, 'cause I've been a long way from justice, been a long way from that flowing stream. Sitting up in my sycamore tree. So come now, Jesus, teach me a brand new brand new dream.
As an act of our freedom
and an act of our responsive love, we offer now our offerings, our gifts, our lives again to the inviting love of God.
This is also the time to take a look at the back of your connection card and see if there are next steps you want to take or responses you'd like to make, and these go in the offering plates as they come by as well.
Thank you.
Rich as we are in love, blessed as we are with grace, let us extend to one another the best of gifts. The peace of Christ be with you. Well, as promised, there will be cake. Hope you love your cake. Hope you love the people you're eating cake close to. Hope you won't take too long eating your cake. We convene again in this room in just a little while, where Ken will lead us in a time of story and song, celebrating what it means to be community together as church and friends and neighbors in this place and beyond. Hope you'll come back. We thank him again in this space for gifts we don't even know how to fully name and express our gratitude for. But Ken, bless you for blessing us. And one thing more. Ken has recently released a Christmas album, a CD. They didn't bring it. But if you should want a copy mailed to you, Beverly will be at the information desk. Sign up, and it will happen. Thank you.
You'll know when it's your turn to sing in this our benediction. My sins Go in peace.